possession. Oh, layup no good. Put back.
Oh, and we got a foul.
Makaya Lorenzen will go to the line here for two.
Yep.
3.5 minutes left to go here in the game.
Yep.
King Cove looking to take this one all the way right now with a score of 44-12. 44-22.
She missed the first one, but it's all right. It's not easy to make some shots at the line. It's kind of tough.
Second attempt here at the line for Port Ellsworth. Also front top of the rim. Fight for the rebound. Aiden gets it. She takes it up on a real fast transition here for King Cove.
Ooh.
Nice defense.
Oh, what a deep
ball poked out and stolen. Coast to coast. Oh. Just missing the layup. Rebound goes to King Cove. And again, Aiden will bring the ball up for the rookies.
Oh, there's that pressure. They're putting pressure on her.
Nice pass.
Oh, finally called the timeout.
Thank you. A quick timeout, yeah.
Nice move. Man.
Although that was a great pass by Aiden to Carly. That really set them up for the play.
Yes, definitely on that one, man. No, I seen that pressure where they were going towards her. It was like, you better call timeout. Oh, man, that's insane. Oh, but no, you're looking at your score. Rookies, 44, and your Tenalian Lynx, 22, with 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
King Cove T-Jacks will square up here in, actually, the bout now over in Port Ellsworth. I'm not sure who they're playing to start out the day.
I don't know.
They're playing New Stew.
Okay.
I saw on the bracket.
Yep, King Cove against New Stew. How going to be a great game.
I think I can feel
it. Are you sure it's New Stew?
Yes.
I thought Sandpoint played New Stew.
No, Sandpoint played Bristol Bay.
Yes.
Oh.
So the winner of the New Stew and King Cove will play against Sandpoint.
No way.
Yes, it's not a joke.
Yeah.
You hate to see it. All right, Mary May with the ball here for the rookies. 3 minutes left to go in the game.
Here we go.
King Cove up by 22. Jada Bear on the outside.
Yep.
Finds Mary May.
Heavily guarded.
Yeah, tight defense here. Good screen set up, but man, Tenalian easily sticks on the defense there. Whistle on that play. I'd say 12. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with 12 on this one.
I think Chris is right. That's a good read. And then, what do you think?
I think I may have to give it to maybe Carly.
Carly came on hot at the end there, didn't she?
She did, kind of. I feel it. Somehow she's starting to feel
I don't know. Carly. Let's give us a few minutes on that.
Yeah, we'll start to figure it out.
Shot up.
Only because people are sunny.
Shot up and good there.
Yep.
24 now to 44.
And here comes that full court press there you like to do.
Hey, Matt, how you doing?
Good, good. How are you?
Good. Good to see you. Ball now in the hands of Mary May driving in. Baseline shot.
Oh.
No good. Rebound goes to Port Ellsworth. 2 minutes to go in the game.
All right.
King Cove up by 20.
Let's see if Tenalian can make a quick little shot to get something.
Yeah, looking to get a few more points on the board here.
Yep.
Good movement of the ball on the outside. Resting at the top of the three-point line. Play in action, screen. Shot in the corner.
Oh.
To the right of the rim. Shaley with a good rebound.
That was all right.
Jada Bear, moving up quick. Ball behind. Interesting call on that one.
Maybe need ice over there.
Oh, someone get hurt.
Yeah, she twisted her ankle.
Jada rolled her ankle.
Oh.
Jada Bear rolled her ankle. A little bit of a call. Bond.
Oh, no. That's not good. Oh, man. That's tough. You can't.
All right. Rivera's going to substitute in.
You can't lose a player like that.
Two, three. Wait. A little confusion. Caden sits down.
Yeah. All right.
Sunny, what you need ice? There's some in here, isn't there? Is there some in ice in there?
All right, Tenalian has the ball. They're down by 20. 90 seconds in the game.
Oh.
Three, no good. Tipped out fast.
Yep.
Ball in the hands now of the Lynx.
Get it, Ella! Get it, Ella!
I see you still gotta give it to Ella.
I think so.
All right. I think so.
Yeah.
Give it to Ella.
I would agree. Give it to Ella.
All right. Ball now for Shaley. Shot.
Oh,
just out the back of the iron. running the baseline. Missed. Rivera follows it up. 55 seconds left to go here in the game. King Cove looking to finish this one with a 20-point lead.
And don't worry, people. We're going to give more. We're going to do some more games tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Play a game tomorrow. Starting off at 1:30. Shaley for three. Top of the key. No good. Fast break here from Port Allsworth. Easy layup. Good. 26 now for the Lady Lynx. King Cove takes it across. Rivera with the ball.
It's right here.
What, the mic? Is it underneath there?
No.
Didn't you have it last? Right there.
Thanks.
King Cove with the ball.
Oh my goodness, Rivera just hit a three-pointer. That was insane.
All right, we lost the video for some reason.
And
six,
five, four, three.
And there's the end of the game. Oh,
never mind.
Foul on the shot.
Foul on the shot.
Few more seconds, yep.
All
right. We're going to end here at the free throw line with the last 2 seconds.
Yep.
Four.
And the LFL is out.
Yep, here we go.
Because she gave it all she had, I guess.
Yep.
Yep.
Good hustle there by Ella, and then Tia will sit down as well.
Here we go.
Aiden comes in.
All right.
All right. Shot is up. Cue up Evan. All right, I guess.
That's good.
Evan, I need to let Evan know.
Right.
Okay, we're going to go over here now to Port Allsworth for the boys' game. Missed shot, and there's the buzzer coming up.
47-27 game.
47-27, the King Cove rookies with a big win here.
Yep.
And we'll be back with more basketball coming up soon.
Okay, I'll just put on what we're playing here, what's already programmed. I got some stuff to do, technical stuff.
He launched her solo career.
Okay, so Santi's talked about this in interviews before, but some of her earliest work in the music business was as a songwriter. She did play in a punk band called Stiffed, but you know, a lot of her early, more well-known contributions to music were actually writing songs for other artists' projects. In 1999, she wrote and co-wrote and sang the hook for a song called Beneath the Surface by GZA of the Wu-Tang Clan. Scratch underneath the surface, but does your purpose lie? And in 2001, she actually co-wrote a pretty underrated classic record called How I Do by a Philly-based singer-songwriter named Reese. And that was actually the first time that Santi really got to flex her songwriting abilities over the course of this record. And you can kind of hear what her music would be through this Reese album. She's, you know, pulling in all of these influences. There's like a little bit of alternative rock, like radio rock stuff. There's some soul and R&B influences, some hip hop. It's kind of like a nice mixture that foreshadows what Santa Gold would be, you know, in years later.
So this song from Reese that we're going to hear called Golden Boys, why did you choose this one?
Golden Boys is an interesting song. It's like a low-key anthem in certain circles. Like, you can play this song amongst certain crowds and people will know and recognize it. And lyrically, it's kind of about prominent men in like music and art scenes who kind of put up this front of like respectability and, you know, like the male genius or whatever. But the women who are closest to them and the women in the scene really see their true character, and they know what these men really are like, you know, outside of this whole like facade that they present. And it's such a sophisticated substantial song for, you know, Reese and Santee to create and being, you know, as young as they were. I think they both were in like their mid-20s when they wrote this song. And it's catchy. It's very much early 2000s in like the style of it. But like I said, it's such a substantial song as well.
Okay, here's Reese with Golden Boys on World Cafe. To World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras. I'm here with John Morrison. He's talking about Trailblazers and Mavericks of Black Music. And that song you just heard is from Reese. It's called Golden Boys. It was co-written by Santee White, a.k.a. Santa Gold. And that's who we're talking about today on the show, Santa Gold. John, you mentioned earlier that Santa Gold played in a punk band called Stiffed. What can you tell us about Stiffed and the music they were making in the early 2000s?
Stiffed was interesting because they struck a nice balance between, you know, punk, but also like Jamaican genres like reggae and ska. But they actually arrived a few years after like the big ska punk revival of the 90s. So they built up a little bit of attention and buzz in the music business, but apparently struggled to get a record deal because record labels at the time were kind of reluctant to sign a punk band that had a black woman as the leader, like Santi has talked about this in interviews. They eventually did put out a record called Burned Again in 2005, but that was the only record that they ended up releasing while they were together.
Talk about this title track that we're going to hear from Burned Again.
Yeah, Burned Again is fantastic. The entire album is super solid, but it has like that kind of like classic, like catchy pop punk feel. It has like an attitude and like a energy to it, a unique vibe to it. And you can tell that Stiffed would have been a big band if they had been given a chance, you know what I mean, by the music business. Like, they had the songs, they had the energy. I could easily have seen this tune dominating radio at the time if they had only really, you know, gotten that shot.
Well, I'm glad we get to play it on the radio right now, at least. This is Stiffed, punk band fronted by Santi White, aka Santigold. Burned Again is the name of this one. It's World Cafe.
Love.
That is Stiffed with Burned Again. Stiffed is the punk band that was fronted by Santa Gold. And Santa Gold is who we're talking about today on our Trailblazers and Mavericks of Black Music series for Black History Month with John Morrison. I'm Raina Duras. It's World Cafe. Fast forwarding a bit to 2009, Santa Gold released her self-titled debut album. What can you tell us about that record and how it was received?
Santa Gold's first solo record is very interesting, and I think that it's significant for a lot of reasons, but mainly because it kind of culminated a lot of different things that were happening in music and in pop culture throughout the 2000s. It made perfect sense that this record arrived at the tail end of that decade, because there was so much happening in, you know, this kind of like emerging electronic club culture that was kind of seeping into mainstream rock, and hip hop was taken a little bit from electronic music and pop. And I think that Santi on this album combined all of those different styles. You've got punk, you know, electronic music, indie rock, all of these different sensibilities are coming together. And I think that honestly, this is, you know, alongside maybe like that first Strokes record, there's like certain records that kind of defined the 2000s. This Santa Gold record is absolutely one of them.
Oh yeah, I remember when this came out and I was like, she is so cool.
Right.
The song that you've chosen from that album is called Lights Out. Why'd you pick it?
Lights Out was my favorite song from this record back when it came out, and it still kind of hits me in the heart a little bit when I listen to it now. And, you know, there were so many influences that she's playing with throughout this record, but Lights Out in particular has like an 80s new wave feel to it. You know what I mean? It has like this dreamy, uplifting chorus. It has that kind of new wave feel to it. It's just a beautiful tune, and it's a highlight on an album that honestly is like pretty much perfect. It's like the best song in a perfect set of songs.
I don't think I can sell it any better than that. Here's Lights Out from Santa Gold on World Cafe.
At the top of the perimeter, coming left, short corner there, shot by Caleb Gus, no good. He is going to try and get the rebound, but it's going to end up in the hands of King Cove. Michael Gould with the ball, looking deep for the big man, no good. They had a big man. Out deep, but the pass was a little bit off target, going out of bounds. That's going to be a new stew ball. So, Newstew bringing the ball down the court. They're looking for a pass here. Newstew with the ball, passing it around the perimeter. 24, Blake Petla with a three-point attempt there. No good. Newstew's going to get the rebound. Another three-point attempt from Andrew. No good. So, King Cove with the rebound. Back in the hands of Michael Gould. He's going to pass it to Logan Ayapana. Gould passing it to Riley Wilson with a three-point attempt. It's good. King Cove with three more points. Scores 27-15. King Cove leading this one here in Port Aldred. New Stew. The three-point attempt there by Andrew, no good. Back to Andrew. Andrew looking for a pass, going to pass it to Bryson Andrew. Bryson Andrew passing across the court to Kaiser Gust. He drives in, looks for a shot, no good. Rebounded by King Cove. That's number 15, Brendan Larson with the rebound. He's passing it to Michael Gould. Michael Gould taking it inside to the key, a little floater, it's good. Michael Gould absolutely cooking tonight. Another 2 points. Looks like there's a little bit of a warning here from the referees to Michael Gould. I'm not quite sure what happened there. Referee giving him a warning, though. So game was stopped, but we are back going here. Score is 29-15. New Stew ball. They're bringing it down the court. New Stew passing to the right, looking for a drive, passing it back around the perimeter, fumbling it around. They're going to get a shot up, and that's an air ball. King Cove's defense just swarming New Stew, having a hard time getting good passes. Three-point attempt here from Bryson Andrew, no good. It's going to head off to the right side of the court. Blake Petla tried to get that rebound, but it's going to go off of his hands out of bounds. So this is going to be a King Cove ball coming the other way. So score is 29-15, King Cove ball going the other way. Big man, Thompson has it down low. He's going to pass it to Logan Iapana, and that is 2 points there for Logan. So New Stew now with the ball, 31-15. New Stew, ball kind of not moving much here, looking for something though. Cross-court pass there. And tip by King Cove, but New Stew is going to get it back. New Stew passing it around the perimeter, trying to get something going here. Number three, Bryson Andrew dribbling around. He's going for the pass, but it's tipped out of bounds. Going to stay with New Stew here. So New Stew passing the ball around the perimeter, looking for a shot here. They get it inside, kind of low corner there. Shot attempt by number three, Bryson Andrew. It's no good. So King Cove with the rebound, looking for the shot there. So King Cove shot there, three-pointer by Riley Wilson. It is good. New Stew with the ball. Score is 34-15. King Cove winning. Three-point attempt there by Andrew, it is good. Number four, Andrew. So King Cove with the ball now. Michael Gould looking inside. And he was going for the shot. Looked like it slipped off his hand there and went out of bounds. So it's going to be a New Stew ball going the other way. 3 minutes left here in the second quarter. 34-18. King Cove leading this game. New Stew with the ball, hoping to maybe get a little bit of momentum here before the end of the half. New Stew passing the ball around the perimeter. Trying to get some good passes, but this King Cove defense is just going crazy right now. They're getting tips. They're getting it. They're putting pressure on. They're making this really hard for New Stew right now. New Stew with the inbound pass. And there's a shot attempt from number one, Joel Hansen. It's going to be an air ball and go out of bounds. So King Cove bringing the ball back up. Number four, Michael Gould, our high scorer for tonight, passing the ball out to number three, Riley Wilson, three-point attempt, no good. It's rebounded, though, by Logan Ayapana, but it's tipped. Turnover by King Cove. Number three, Bryson Andrew there, got that tip, was going for the fast break, but fouled on the ground while trying to bring the ball up. It's going to be a New Stew ball. We have a substitution here for King Cove. Number 13, Taylor Gould coming in. Three-point shot by New Stew. No good. It's an air ball. King Cove gets the rebound. Michael Gould bringing it down the court and an easy layup for our high scorer of the night, Michael Gould. This guy's been balling out. Michael Gould getting in there, applying the pressure, managing to get the steal, but it looks like he traveled after he got the steal, so it's going to go back to New Stew here. Some good hustle there by Michael Gould, though. Some intense defense here from King Cove. They want this. With 2 minutes left in the second quarter, 36-18, King Cove leading this game. And King Cove with the ball, Michael Gould bringing it up the court. Passing to the right, there's a three-point attempt there by number three, Riley Wilson, and it is good. 39-18, King Cove leading this game. 1 minute and 45 seconds left in this game. Nusu hoping to get a few more points on the board before we go into the break. Nusu looking inside, top of the elbow shot from number one, Joel Hansen, rebounded by King Cove. Michael Gould grabs it, taking it the other way. Nice pass from Gould. Looking, it's passed out to the perimeter. Michael Gould gets it back on top. Gould looking for a deep three. Can't get it to go. That one is going to go off of number two, Kaiser Gust, and it's going out of bounds. So going to stay on this side, King Cove ball. Score is 39-18, 1 minute and 20 seconds left to play. Three-point attempt from Bray. Sorry, not Bryson. Riley Wilson, no good. Rebounded by King Cove. Big man Thompson has it, and he has got it. 2 points for Thompson, getting the King Cove T-Jacks over the 40-point mark. So 41-18, Nusu with the ball, looking to get a few points. We have under a minute left in the second quarter here. Number three, Bryson Andrew with the ball, passing around the perimeter. Shot attempt by Joel Hansen of Nusu. He's going to get fouled on the way up. We're going to the line for two. So right now we have under a minute left in the second quarter, going into the break here in about 49 seconds. King Cove leading this game 41-18. So number one, Joel Hansen on the line shooting two. He's got the first one, is good. Going for the second attempt here to hopefully with this shot get Nusu over the 20-point mark. Hansen's free throw is up. It is good. 2 for 2 from Hansen. Going to be a King Cove ball under the hoop. King Cove bringing it up. Score is 41-20. We have 45 seconds left in the second half. Michael Gould looking for the big man down low. Big man pass the number one shot attempt. Got the rebound. Robert Thompson with another 2 points. 30 seconds left. Nusu with the ball bringing it down. Score is 43-20. Nusu putting up a shot from the top of the key. No good. Big man Thompson with the rebound. Gould taking it on the fast break. Can't get it. Loses the ball. King Cove with the rebound. Pass out to number three for King Cove. Shot attempt. Can't get it. Nusu with the rebound. Nusu trying to get it back onto their side of the court, but it's tipped out of bounds. And that's going to be a Nusu turnover. So King Cove with the ball. 10 seconds left to play. King Cove with the ball. Michael Gould on the right side of the key. Deep three from Gould. It's good. Michael Gould with the heat check there. That's going to be it for the first half of this game, folks. So 46-20. King Cove T-Jacks leading this game. So an impressive performance here by the T-Jacks in the first half of this game. They're going to head to the break. Talk it over, see what they can adjust news to here. Our high scorer for this first half, Michael Gould with 18 points, an impressive first half performance from him. The rest of the team has been doing pretty well also. Number three, Riley Wilson with 3 three-pointers made, 9 points from him. Brennan Larson, number 15, with 6 points. So, overall, great game from the T-Jacks. Nusu, not quite as impressive numbers, but still hanging in this one. It's a 26-point game. But our high scorer from Nusu, number three, Bryson Andrew, with 8 points. So, we'll see if he can get over the 10-point mark in the second half. So, just to remind everybody, this game is a pretty crucial game. Winner of this game will go on to play Sandpoint, who played Bristol Bay earlier today. And winner of that game will go to the semifinal game. Looks like that game is going to be on Friday. So, make sure you guys tune in tomorrow for game number 5 of the regional tournament. which will be taking place at 6:30 tomorrow. Sandpoint versus the winner of this game. Winner of that will move on to the semifinals. Loser of this game is going on to play Bristol Bay in the loser's bracket. So just for anybody that doesn't quite understand how this tournament works, this is a double elimination tournament. So the top two teams from this tournament will be moving on to the 1A state championship tournament in Anchorage. So if you are eliminated from the main bracket, you have a chance to still make it to state if you can win your way back through the loser's bracket. So loser of this game will go on to play Bristol Bay. Loser of that game will be eliminated. But the winner of that game will then go on to play the loser of Manicotic versus Tenalian. So still a chance for any of these teams to make it to state. No one has been eliminated here on the first day, but first games of the loser bracket will begin tomorrow. So make sure you guys tune in for those. They're going to be some good games.
I'll put the music on. A little Garth Brooks might be in order for us. The game should come back in about 7 minutes. As long as you don't have any technical problems, some Garth Brooks with If Tomorrow Never Comes.
Right now, both teams just talking it over, trying to get a good game plan here for the second half. King Cove, most of their guys out shooting, getting a few shots in, getting warmed up for this second half. Some of the starters going, getting some water, taking a break. New Stew on the other bench, just relaxing, talking it over with the team. Score is 46-20, King Cove with the lead.
Sometimes late at night, I lie awake and watch her sleeping. She's lost in peaceful dreams, so I turn out the lights and lay there in the dark. And a thought crosses my mind, if I never wake up in the morning, would she ever doubt the way I feel about her in my heart? If tomorrow never comes, will she know how much I loved her? Did I try in every way to show her every day that she's my only one? If my time on earth were through, she must face this world without me. Is the love I gave her in the past gonna be enough to last if tomorrow never comes? 'Cause I've lost loved ones in my life who never knew how much I loved them. Now I live with the regret that my true feelings for them never were revealed. So I made a promise to myself to say each day how much she means to me. And avoid that circumstance where there's no second chance to tell her how I feel. 'Cause if tomorrow never comes, will she know how much I loved her? Did I try in every way to show her every day she's my only one? my time on earth were through, and she must face this world without me. Is the love I gave her in the past gonna be enough to last if tomorrow never comes? So tell that someone that you love just what you're thinking of if tomorrow never comes.
A little less than 3 minutes till for the game, so I'll play a little bit of The Dance by Garth Brooks.
Looking back on the memory of the dance we shared beneath the stars above, for a moment all the world was right. How could I have known that you'd ever say goodbye? And now I'm glad I didn't know the way it all would end, the way it all would go. Our lives are better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance. Holding you, I held everything for a moment. Wasn't I the king? But if I'd only known how the king would fall, hey, who's to say? You know I might have changed it all. And now I'm glad I didn't know the way it all would end, the way it all would go. Our lives are better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance. It's my life, it's better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance.
Yeah, I'll get back to the game here.
Number three, Riley Wilson with the 3-point. It's good. Riley Wilson with four 3-pointers tonight. That's going to put him over the 10-point mark. 49-20, King Cove leading. 3-point attempt by Blake Petla. A deep three from Nusku. Blake Petla getting Nusku a little bit closer here in this game. 49-23, King Cove leading the ball. Michael Gould with the ball at the top of the three-point line. Turnaround, jump shot, fade away, and that's going to hit the back of the backboard and be a Nusku ball. Nusku with the ball, bringing it up the court. Pass to the right, pass back to the middle. Nusku looking for a shot. Ooh, almost a deep three there. Blake Petla from the corner, no good. Rebound by Nusku. That's going to be Bryson Andrew with the Nusku. Rebound. Petla gets the ball, passing it around the perimeter. Number one, Joel Hansen with the shot attempt, no good. Rebound by King Cove. So King Cove with the ball still on Nusku's side. Pass to Gould. He's bringing it over the half court. Looking inside, drives. No good. Missed shot by Gould, but it's rebounded by number 13, Taylor Gould, who's going to put it back up for 2 points. 51-23 and Port Allsworth here. Nusku looking for a deep three. No good. King Cove trying to get that rebound, but it's going to be knocked out of bounds by Sailor Gould. So it's going to stay Nusu ball here. Nusu with the inbound. Passes it in. Deep three from number four. Andrew, no good. Rebound by King Cove, and they're going for the fast break. Wide open layup from number three, Riley Wilson, who has also been having an awesome night tonight. Nusu bringing the ball up, 53-23, down 30 in this third quarter here. Nusu looking for a pass. It's stolen by Riley Wilson. King Cove ball. Back to Michael Gould. Michael Gould passing around. Number 12, Jersey Max looking for the three. No good. Rebounded by King Cove, though. Shot attempt is no good. Nusu back with the ball. And that is stolen by Logan Ayapana. And he's going to give it to Michael Gould, who's taking it up the court. Gould looking inside. Spinning layup. Hits the back of the backboard. Not even close there. Nusu gets the rebound. And they're going to take it up the court. Nusu. Kinko with the rebound. Fast break attempt by Joel Hansen. No good. Nusu gets the ball back. Number four, Andrew with the ball at the top of the perimeter. Nusu, Bryson Andrew puts up a jump shot. No good. Rebounded by King Cove. So Michael Gould with the ball, bringing it down. Score is 53-23 still. Riley Wilson with his fifth three-pointer of the night. This guy is on fire right now, giving King Cove an even bigger lead. 56-23. Nusu with the ball, passing it around the perimeter. Looking for a shot here, trying to get a deep shot. Blake Petlow with the deep three, no good. Rebounded by King Cove. Ball is back to Gould. Michael Gould, your little Euro step inside. Goes for the layup, missed. Rebounded by Logan Iapana, who's going to get that putback layup. Nusu, a little confusion here. Inbounding the ball, but it's in the hands of Michael Gould, and he is going to get an easy layup there. Michael Gould putting on a little man-to-man pressure here on the inbound, but Nusu able to get past it. Nusu with the ball at the top of the perimeter. Looking for a shot. Score is 60-23. Nusu has quite a deficit now at this point. Wide open man under the basket. That's number one. Joel Hansen with an easy 2 points for Nusu. And looks like there was a foul on the ground there. I'm a little confused what happened, but it's going to go back to Nusu here. So Nusu with the ball under the basket. They pass it in. Score is 60-25. Deep three from number four, Andrew of Nusu. And that is good. So the score is now 60-28. Number four, Michael Gould. Deep three, no good. Rebounded by Nusu. Nusu bringing it the other way. Nusu, number two, Kaiser Guest, bringing it up the court. Nusu passing it around the perimeter, looking for a shot. Kaiser Guest taking it inside. Outside to Blake Petla. Deep three, no good. Rebounded by King Cove. Number 15, Brennan Larson passing it inside to Michael Gould. That's another 2 points for Gould. So King Cove, 62-28. Putting on a show right now tonight. Nusu with the ball. Another three-point attempt from them. That's number one, Joel Hansen of Nusu with the three-pointer. King Cove bringing it the other way. 62-31. King Cove with a dominant game. Hansen looking inside. Pass around the perimeter. Number three, Riley Wilson. 6 three-pointers tonight. This guy cannot miss. 65-31. King Cove leading this game. Nusu with a deep three-point attempt. It is good. Number four for Nusu, Andrew with a deep three-pointer. 65-34. 2 minutes left in the third quarter. Ball coming up the court by number four of King Cove, Michael Gould. Looking inside for the big man. No good. That's going to be a turnover. Number one, Joel Hansen of the Nusu Hawk Eagles bringing the ball up the court. Looking in the corner for Andrew. No good. Gould with the ball. A steal there. Bringing it up the court. Trying to get a fast break layup. Couldn't get it. Nusu with the rebound. Bringing it the other way. Number one for Nusu. Hansen with it in the corner. passing the ball around the perimeter. Ball going to the right. Back out. That's Blake Petlow with a three-point attempt. No good. Rebounded by number 15, Brennan Larson for Kingfield. They're bringing it down the court. Larson bringing the ball up the court on the left side. Driving inside, and that's going to be a travel from Larson. So a Kingfield turnover. New Stu ball. Score is 65-34. We had about a minute and 20 seconds left in this third quarter. King Cove with a very definite lead here. Mistu, really their last chance to get something going, and they might have it. Number one, Joel Hansen with a three-point from the corner. I'm going to put the score at 65-37. We just hit the one-minute mark right here. And number four, Michael Gould for King Cove, passing the ball around the perimeter. A shot attempt by Riley Wilson. No good. He has been balling out tonight, though, so that is his shot. New Steel with the rebound, trying to get something going here. They're passing around the perimeter. Number one for New Steel, Joel Hansen, with a nice three-pointer. 15-point game now. 30 seconds left. They were down 30 in this quarter. Now, only a 15-point deficit for New Steel. Coming back with some vengeance here, making clutch shots. Oh, no, and a technical foul here called on the court. Not sure quite who that was called on. So New Stu shooting some free throws here off the technical. That technical is going to be a number four, Michael Gould, our high scorer for tonight. Looked like maybe some harsh words exchanged there. Not totally sure what happened, but New Stu is going to get a few points off of that free throw and the ball back. So 65-41, New Stu's ball. And under 30 seconds here remaining. So it looks like refs are talking it over here. And it's going to be a New Stu ball out of bounds at half court. So a little bit of confusion here on what that last call was, but looks like they're changing up the who the foul was on there. So not totally sure what happened, but hey, New Stu has it. Oh, okay. Looks like there was a charge on number one. So New Stu with the ball. 3-point attempt from number four, Andrew. And it is good. 65-44. New Stu making a case for a comeback right now. King Cove with the ball. 8 seconds remain. Number four, Michael Gould, deep three-pointer. No good. Rebounded by the big man, Thompson. He's looking inside. Pass to 15. Looking back out for Riley Wilson. Trying to get three before halftime, but can't get it. 65-44. Wow. What a crazy quarter of basketball there. New Stu was down 30 at one point in this half. Coming back. Now the score is 65-44. So I guess down 20, but 21. But making it happen. Good shots from New Stu, making him hit. Some awesome basketball here going on in Port Ellsworth. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. If you just tuned in, this is the King Cove versus New Stu game. Winner of this will be playing Sandpoint tomorrow to continue on into the tournament. Loser playing Bristol Bay. So a very important game for both of these teams right now. New Stu taking the ball out at half court. Inbound pass. A little bit of confusion by King Cove. Looks like they were trying to talk it over and weren't paying attention. New Stu gets a shot up. No good. But King Cove with the rebound, bringing it the other way. Number four, Michael Gould, bringing it up the right side of the court. Passing to big man Thompson. Back outside to 15. Three-point attempt, no good. Rebound by King Cove. but it's stolen by Newstu. So that's going to be a foul there by Newstu. Excuse me, Kinko number four, Michael Gould. He has three fouls now. Newstu balled 3 point. D3 point from number four, Andrew. Andrew been turning up the heat right now. 65-47. Kinkove with the ball. Looking inside. Passing around. Big man Thompson with it down low. And he's going to go up for the shot and is fouled. So big man Thompson going to the line. 65-47 here in Port Allsworth. Kinkove winning this shot, this game. So our high score for the night is still Michael Gould with 22 points. Big man Thompson at the line. First free throw is no good. Looking for his second one here, and it is good. So score is 66-47 here in Port Allsworth. King Cove with the lead. D three-pointer from Newstu. No good. That's an air ball going out of bounds. So Kinko bringing the ball up. Number 15 for Kinko with the ball in the middle of the court. Passing it around. A little bit of a sketchy pass there. But Kinko manages to recover it. Number 4, Gould, looking inside. Top of the key. Goes down low. Number 31, Kinko. Shot attempt, no good. Newstu with the rebound, bringing it the other way. Newstu, deep three-pointer from number 1. Joel Hansen, no good. Rebounded by King Cove. King Cove taking it the other way. Number 4, Michael Gould with the ball. Looking for something here on offense. Pass down low to 31 for King Cove. Shot attempt is no good. And that was Elliot Farr with the shot attempt. Not able to get it. So, rebound by Newstu. Big man Robert Thompson, number 34, fouled there on the... on the rebound there, so it's going to be a Newstu ball. Newstu with it on the left side of the court, passing it around the perimeter, trying to look for another deep three here. It's a turnover. Oh, but they're going to get it back. A turnover from King Cove. Three-pointer there from Newstu in the basket and out. Ball fell out of the basket there, rolled onto the floor, and looks like it was kicked by a King Cove player. So it's going to be Newstu ball. They just inbounded the ball. Blake Petla got that inbound, but was hit out of bounds by number 15 for King Cove. Petla inbounding the ball and passing it around the perimeter. Newstu, deep three-pointer. No good. Newstu with the rebound. Newstu passing it, trying to get something going here. That's number 1. Joel Hansen for Newstu with 2 points. A little jump shot from the top of the key there to keep Newstu in this one. King Cove dribbling the ball. No-look pass from pass it into big man Thompson, but it was blocked by number 1, Joel Hansen. Out of bounds on Hansen, so it's going to be a King Cove ball. Inbound pass to Thompson. Little jump shot from the short corner there by Robert Thompson. He's got 2 points off that one. Newstu bringing the ball up. Score is 68-49. King Cove winning this one right now. 3-point attempt from Newstu, no good. Rebounded by King Cove. King Cove bringing the ball off the court. Michael Gould coming up the left side. Gould looking at the top of the key. Jump shot there by Ayapana, no good. Rebounded by Newstu. Newstu looking in the corner for a shot. And number 4, Andrew puts up a 3, no good. Rebounded by 31 for King Cove. Elliot Farr, he's going to pass it out. Michael Gould has the ball. Driving into the key, a little Euro step from Gould, and it's good. So Gould now with 24 points, leading scoring in this game. Newstu bringing the ball up. Score is 70-49. Down 31 points here with 4.5 minutes left to go. D3 from Joel Hansen and Newstu. Getting the Eagles over the 50-point mark there. 70-52, King Cove. Decisively winning this one. King Cove with the ball. big man.